scriptures together as we begin. Let's start with our theme verse in Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们来读一些经文，我们从我们主题经文耶利米书第三十一章。
And it's verse 3.
The 第三节。
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说我以永远的爱爱你因此我以慈爱吸引你
And now we're going to turn to John the sections of the discourse that Jesus had with his disciples
然后我们翻到约翰福音这一段话是主耶稣和他门徒的对话
Let's start with chapter 14 verse 19
我们从14章的19节开始
A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面。我也在你们里面。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。而爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him,If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Now skipping to chapter 15.
我到十五章。
Starting verse 1.
第一节。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Verse 9.As the Lord loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
第九节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Now, a few more verses from chapter 16.
从第十六章，我们还有几节。
We'll read verse 23.
23节。
And in that day you will ask me nothing, but assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you.
到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
Verse 26.
26节
In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will pray to the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and believe that I came forth from God.
到那日你们要奉我的名祈求，我并不对你们说我要为你们求父，父自己爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父出来的。
Please join me in a word of prayer.
我们一起的仰望主。
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to open your word and to hear from you, Lord Jesus.
主，谢谢你给我们这个机会，可以再一次打开你的话，然后从你也向我们说话。
And Lord, as we consider this infinite subject of your love, help us to see and hear what you want us to receive today.
主，当我们思想这一个无限的爱的这个题目，我们真是求主来开启我们的心。
Lord, we trust your Holy Spirit to quicken your word.
我们相信你的圣灵真是要叫这些话语活泼起来。And
we give this time to you. Have your way, Lord.
我们把时间交在你手中，主按着你的心意来说。In
Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So it's quite a few verses, but today we're going to be focusing on the issue of experiencing God's everlasting love.
这里有许多的经节，可是我们今天盼望能够思想，我们如何来经历神的爱。
So I have two questions for you to ponder as we go through this time.
所以当我们在这段时间，我盼望大家可以思想两个问题。
One is, how can I experience the love of God more?
第一就是我如何能够更多的经历神的爱。
And the second one is really for you, is more of a puzzler. Second question is God's love conditional?
第二个问题是神的爱是否是有条件的呢?
Now, if you don't understand the question, just wait, we'll talk about it later.
如果你不了解这个问题，我们稍微等一下，我们来谈。
And is God's love conditional?
神的爱是否是有条件的?
So first, let's talk about our theme verse from Jeremiah.
所以我们从耶利米第31章的主题经节,
The Lord is speaking there and he speaks and says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
主在那里说, 我以永远的爱爱你。
And in the verse just before that, he talks about how he gave his people grace and he gave them rest.
在那个之前的经节, 他说他给他的子民 一些恩典跟安息。
And so those are examples of God's acts of love.
那些是神他的爱的作为的一些例子。
And throughout history, we see God acting out of love.
所以从历史里头，我们看见神他的爱是这样借着这些事发出的。
For us, the biggest act of love was sending his son and having his son go to the cross for us.
那当中最大的作为就是他拆了他的儿子上了十字架为了我们。
But some acts of God of love are kind of abstract. They're out there. You see them in history or they affect other people.
有一些神的爱我们看到在历史里头他们影响到别的人。
But when God's acts of love strike us personally, then we know them in a different way.
可是当神的爱却是来到我们个人的时候，我们真是要经历到一个很不相同的事。So
when we receive the Lord, instead of just saying, well, God's love is infinite, we say, I know his love.
所以我们经历到的时候，我们说神的爱不只是无限的，可是我今天却认识到他的爱。
It's much deeper than just our thinking, head knowledge.
它比我们在头脑里头思想的要更深刻。Now,
the phrase after the latter part of this verse is interesting.
在这一节的后面是很有意思。Because
God says, I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
他说我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Now that's really interesting because this verse is speaking of something much more, shall we say, internal.
这个很有意思，因为这好像是讲到内在的事。
Of course, God does his acts of love, but here he's speaking of the fact that he can draw his people to himself.
神的确他的爱是有爱的作为，可是他却是在这里吸引他的百姓。
And drawing usually is much more than just saying, okay, I want God to do something. When we're drawn to God, we're attracted to Him and we want to be with Him. Or...
当我们被神吸引的时候，我们愿意能够来亲近他。
So it has to do with us seeing God's character, being attracted, and then coming into communion with Him.
所以我们看见了神的他的特性，我们能够与他，我们是属于他。
So that just gives a glimpse into this whole side of our experiencing God's love.
所以这个我们这是经历神的这一方面。
So today what we're doing is going into this discourse that Jesus gave to his disciples.
所以我们今天盼望可以思想神与他的门徒的对话。
I won't repeat but what Dana said, but he's already spoken of this very precious time that the Lord had with his disciples.
我不会重复Dana弟兄跟我们分享的，可是他提到了这一段非常宝贵的神主耶稣跟他的门徒的谈话。
But we're really asking the question, what do we hear the Lord telling us about experiencing that love?
所以我们愿意问的问题就是神要跟我们说怎么样关于经历他的爱的事。
Now, I think most of us know that during this discourse, Jesus, this is after he washed their feet and after he shared the Lord's Supper.
所以这段谈话是在主耶稣洗了门徒的脚跟他们 用了主餐之后,
that he's preparing his disciples for his departure.
所以他在预备他的门徒，预备他们，就是经历他要离开的时间。
They finally understand he's going away, and he really means it.
他们终于理解他是要离开，他也是认真的。And
the disciples are fearful.
所以门徒们他们非常的惧怕。So
we find in this passage that very famously Jesus talks of, forget the famous stuff. In this passage, one of the things we remember it most for is that he introduces the role of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们特别记得他介绍了就是圣灵的一个特别的地位。
We see that in chapter 14, chapter 16.
我们在14章、16章有看见。
And of course, the famous verses we're looking at today, which is God saying, abide in me and abide in my love, are in the middle, in chapter 15.
然后我们今天要看的，在十五章的中间，我们看见神说，要藏在我里面，要藏在我的爱里面。But
in addition to that, Jesus said many things about our relationship with God the Father in this same discourse.
可是在这一段谈话里头，主耶稣也提到我们与父的关系。So
we want to hear what Jesus is saying to the disciples, to us.
所以我们盼望可以听见。
I know it's a lot of verses. We're covering only parts of it. We will focus on two verses as during this time.
我知道这里有许多的经文，可是我们今天只会注重在两段的经文。
And the first one is from John chapter 15, and we'll, two verses together, 9 and 10.
我们第一段就是要看约翰福音第十五章的第九到十节。
So as we ask the question, how can I experience the love of God?
所以当我们问这个问题，我们如何能够经历神的爱呢？
See what we can learn from the Lord.
我们看如何能够学习这个。So
the first, it's verse 9 and 10. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。So
we're going to come back and consider these statements.
所以我们会回来思想这些话。The
other key verse we'll look at today is from chapter 14. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said to them, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
耶稣回答说,
Now, both of these verses you find love referred to in different ways.
所以这两段的经文, 我们都看见这个爱, 都被提到。
But there's also something else in these two verses, which is that both of these verses have conditional phrases.
可是另外一方面, 这两段经文, 他们里面都有一些好像有条件的话。
Conditional phrase is simply, if you do this, then this will happen.
这个有条件的话, 就是如果你做这个,这个就会是结果。
For example, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in me.
譬如说,如果你遵守我的命令,结果呢,就是你要常与我在我里面。
Or, in verse 20, the last verse we read, if we keep his word, then the Father will love him.
另外就是,如果你遵守我的道, 我父也必爱他。
But if we're paying attention, there's sort of a problem here.
可是你如果注意, 这里好像有一个问题。
Because we know God's love is infinite.
因为我们知道神的爱是无限的。
He loves everyone.
他爱每一个人。
And his love is unconditional.
他的爱是没有任何的条件。
He loves us despite who we are, or in... He loves us even as sinners he loved us.
他爱我们甚至是罪人他还是一样爱我们。
And yet in these phrases it says, if you do this, then the Father will love you. That means if you don't do it, he doesn't love you.
所以好像这个条件的话说,如果你遵守他的命令,他就在你的里面。
How do we reconcile these words, which are conditional, with the fact that God's love is unconditional?
所以这些话好像有条件在里头,可是神的爱确实没有条件的。
Now the answer is not that complicated, and we will talk about it.
所以这个答案并不是那么复杂,我们会谈到。But
in your head, you probably figured it already out.
也许你头脑里头已经理解了。
So let's see.
我们来看。
So we'll go back to the verse in chapter 15.
我们回到第十五章的经文,
where Jesus says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
主耶稣说, 我爱你们正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。
So we really want to think about what does it mean to abide in his love? That would be to experience his love.
所以我们思想什么叫做常在主耶稣的爱里,那就是经历主耶稣的爱。
Now, we can't really look at that verse, verse 9, unless we take seriously what Jesus just said before.
我们要在看这个,你们要常在我的爱里这段话以前,我们需要看之前所说的。
He's saying abide in my love, but just a few verses before, he said abide in me.
他说你们要常在我的爱里,可是之前几节他说你们要常在我里面。
Those two, they have to be related.
他们一定是有关联的。
Because he first talks about abiding in him, the vine.
因为他先提到要常在他里面,他是那真葡萄树。
Then he speaks of abiding in my love.
然后他再讲到常在我的爱里。
So most of us know this verse, but let's just quickly look at this picture that Jesus paints about the vine.
我们都很熟悉这个经节,我们看主耶稣怎么样描述这个葡萄树。
In verse 1, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
第一节,我是真葡萄树,我父是栽培的人。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
凡属我不结果子的枝子,他就剪去。
Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
第四节, 你们要常在我里面, 我也常在你们里面。 枝子若不常在葡萄树上, 自己就不能结果子。 你们若不常在我里面, 也是这样。
Verse 5, I am the vine, you're the branches.
第五节,我是葡萄树, 你们是枝子。
So in this picture, Jesus is painting for us. We want to, what's the word? We want to receive this picture.
所以在这几个经节里头, 主耶稣在给我们画一个图画。
We actually, often we speak in terms of the body, because Paul used the term body of Christ.
我们经常用一个字就是身体，因为保罗他有提到好像基督的身体。
Jesus doesn't use the word body here, but this is a picture of how his people relate to him.
所以约翰没有用到这一个身体在这里这个字，因为这个是我们跟主的关系。
He's the vine, we're the branches, and the Father is the vine dresser.
所以主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。可是父是栽培的人。
Now we won't go into details about that picture because there's so many important lessons, especially about pruning, but that's not our topic today.
我们不会再更细的看这一个图画，因为这里有讲到就是修理干净。
But in verse 4, he says, abide in me. So we're the branches. We need to abide in the vine.
所以我们是枝子，我们需要在这个葡萄树，在这个树的里面。
Because if we don't have his life in us, so we're unfruitful.
因为我们如果不在他里面的话，我们就不会结果子。
And we want, that's the result that God wants.
所以那个才是主要的结果。
That we then bear much fruit for the Lord.
我们能够为主结许多果子。
So if we're not fruitful, the Father will just cut us off. We don't belong.
所以我们如果不结果子，他就会把我们剪去。
Now, if it's a command to abide, that means that it's a choice.
如果这是一个这个常在它里面是一个命令的话，其实这里面有一个可以选择。
Well, Jesus doesn't tell us to abide unless there's an option to not abide, which, yeah.
主耶稣说你们要在我的里面，所以这里有一个选择，你可以在里面或者是不在里面。
Obviously, if someone never receives Jesus, you're not part of the vine.
如果一个人没有接受过主耶稣，他不是在这一个葡萄树里面。
But as Dana points out, these messages in this discourse are really for believers.
Dana 弟兄也有提到这一段对话真是为着门徒为着信徒的。
So the Lord is saying, you're a branch in the vine. That's a fact, says Jesus.
所以主说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
You're either a good branch or a bad branch, but you're a branch.
你有可能是好枝子。你有可能是坏枝子，可是你还是枝子。
And if we abide in the vine, that is intentionally, then we're in him, and his life is in us, then we'll be fruitful.
所以我们如果住在葡萄树里头，他的生命就在我们里面。
So as Christians, this can happen that as we go on in life, we start to become independent and start not relying on the Lord, not really being in Christ, going on our own. We become an independent branch.
所以做基督徒很容易，我们会好像变成一个独立的信徒，我们跟基督的身体其实分开。
So the Lord is telling us it's important for you to abide in me.
所以主说很重要，你应该要常在我里面。
To abide in him, we must agree with his picture. We agree that he is, that Christ is the vine.
藏在他里头，我们就是要接受他是葡萄树。
And then we, as a matter of faith, we say, Lord, you are the vine. I am putting myself in, I'm recognizing that I'm in you.
所以我们按着信心，我们说我们承认你是葡萄树，我们在你的里面。
And then we want, hopefully, everybody in here wants to be a fruitful branch.
所以也盼望我们当中的每一个人都愿意做一个多结果子的枝子。
So when we take this seriously, we hear the Lord's command, it makes sense, we want to be fruitful.
所以我们听到主的命令，他要我们多结果子。
But for some of us, we say, but it's kind of abstract. How do I abide in Christ?
可是对我们一些人来说，这好像很抽象。我们怎么样能够藏在他里面？
And it seems to me that Jesus is addressing that question when he goes on to the next statement.
所以对我来说，当主耶稣他讲到下一句话的时候，他是在 心里头想的是前一句话,
that he's kind of answering the how question.
所以他好像在回答这个如何的这个问题。
How, Lord, do I abide in you? I want to be fruitful.
所以问题是, 我想要在常在主里头, 可是我怎么样能够经常在主里面的?
So he, right as he says that, he steps in and says this, what we see in verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love.
所以在这之后的第九节, 主耶稣就说, 我爱你们, 正如父爱我一样, 你们要常在我的爱里。
In fact, in the next verse, he's going to answer another how question. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
他上一节其实又回答了另外一个如何的问题, 我们待会再提。
So let's really consider verse 9.
所以让我们思想一下第九节。
The Lord is saying, he's pointing to the Father's love of his Son, and that we know is true.
所以主耶稣他指向父对他的儿子的爱, 我们知道这是真的。
Remember the times God spoke from heaven and said, this is my Son, my beloved Son.
我们记得父从天上说话, 说这是我的爱子,
and Jesus is saying, I also have loved you. There's no question about that. He has loved us.
主耶稣他也讲说, 我爱你们, 他也这样讲过。
And now here's the command, abide in my love.
所以现在有一个命令, 就是你们要常在我的爱里。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Well, the word abide is fairly simple. It means to stay in or remain in something.
所以这个常在这个字呢, 它的意思是很简单, 就是停留或者是停留在这个一些东西里面。
But when Jesus says it like this, abide, it really means to intentionally stay there.
所以主耶稣他说这个常在, 它的意思是你刻意的去停留在那里。
So maybe for some of you, you think, well, abiding in his love is such an easy thing.
所以对一些人来说, 好像常在他里面是很容易的一件事。
But for some of us, maybe it's a puzzle. How do I really abide in that love?
可是对我们一些人来说, 这是困惑的是, 我怎么样能够常在他的里面?
So here are some things that come out of that word, abiding in his love.
所以在他,
That phrase, I mean.
常在我的爱里, 这句话,
when we think of abiding, we think of receiving.
我们想到常在, 我们就想到好像接受的意思。
We're receiving Christ's love.
我们接受的基督的爱。
And of course, we know we received Christ's love when we first were saved.
我们知道我们当初得救的时候, 我们接受了基督的爱。
But the Lord wants us to receive and appreciate His love throughout our journey.
可是, 主要我们在我们整段的旅程当中, 接受他的爱。
Remind us of what our brother James shared last week.
我们就想到上一个主日, 我们James弟兄他分享。
So abiding in love means receiving and knowing that love, and that we can actually actively do.
所以这个常在他的爱里头, 就包括了, 接受, 认识, 这个爱是我们能够每天积极可以做到的。
Abiding also has a sense of resting. Like you're not going somewhere else. You're staying there.
常在的意思呢, 也有一个意思, 就是包括好像是住在那里, 安息。
And resting in this case, there's a sense of trust. In other words, I'm not rushing anywhere else. I'm in Christ's love. I'm staying here. And I'm trusting Him, and it's the right place to be.
所以这个安息的意思就是我不是要好像要赶着去别的地方，我是安息在这里，安息在他的爱里。So
we can ask ourselves, am I really resting in the Lord?
所以我们可以问自己，我们是否有真正的安息在主的爱里？
And when he says it like this, abiding in my love, I also think of the word basking in his love.
当我们想到这个讲到常在我的爱里, 我也想到我们经常是可以沉浸在他的爱里。
Friday, Sandy and I went out for a walk on the frozen lake. It's very, very cold and windy, but the sun was coming up.
礼拜五的时候, 我和太太 Sandy, 我们在我们家旁边那个冰冻的湖的湖面上走路。
And we got to a place where we were in the shadow of the trees. We got to a place where we could go out into the direct sunshine.
我们好像在树的一些阴影底下，可是我们要进入那个阳光的地方。
But that time it was pretty cold.
那个是很冷，那个是。
So I intentionally walk out into that sunshine.
所以我就刻意的走入那个阳光。
And I turn my black coat so that it catches as much sun as I can.
然后我把我黑色的大衣打开，敞开，可以接受最多的阳光。
Actually, the wind was hitting me, so I turned around and did the same thing on the back.
所以因为风在这一边，所以我就敞开我的大衣来接受阳光。
So I wanted every ray of his sunshine to warm up my coat.
所以我希望那太阳的每一丝的光线都能够把我的大衣可以让它变热。
So when the Lord says, are we abiding in his love? Maybe part of that is us actually basking in it, appreciating it. Receiving it fully.
所以当主说你们要常在我的爱里，他的一个意思也就是我们要经常的可以沉浸在他的爱里。
And certainly when we're abiding in His love, the natural response is for us to be worshiping. It's just part of the flow. We're worshiping back to Him.
所以另外一个常在我的爱里的意思也是我们要来敬拜他，我们要把这个爱。
So one answer for our question this morning, how do we experience His love? The Lord says, abide in my love. If we feel like we're not experiencing His love, we can encourage each other to do these things.
所以我们问到的问题就是我们如何能够更多经历神的爱，就是我们要常在他的爱里，我们可以借着刚才说的一些，我们能够积极的可以经历这些爱。
And that as we trust Him and as we bask in His love, then we'll know it in our being.
所以当我们信靠他，当我们好像沉浸在他的爱里头，我们就能够我们的人就能够被充满.
Now I'll take a few minutes for what I call an awkward truth.
所以我稍微讲到一个比较尴尬的一个真理.
For many of us, and I think in this room probably, it's actually difficult for us to receive God's love.
也许对我们当中的一些人好像有困难来接受神的爱.
And this has to do with our personality or maybe our upbringing.
这也许跟我们的个性或者是我们的长大的时间有关.
So if something is blocking us from abiding in Christ's love, and the Holy Spirit shows it to us, we need to deal with it.
所以好像如果你长大的环境当中有一些事情好像拦住你能够接受神的爱的话，我们需要在圣灵面前来。I'm
thinking of one common, quite common example.
所以我想到一个很普遍的一个例子。If
you had a father that only expressed his love when you did something, you achieved something really special.
如果你的父亲只有在你好像有一些成就的事，他才会赞扬你的话。
But he never expressed it unless you did something special.
可是他只有在你好像成就的一些事情的时候，他才。In
other words, when you come up short, you didn't meet his expectation, and there was nothing positive coming back.
所以另外，就是你如果没有成就一些东西，他反而就是没有任何的赞赏。That
experience is experience of conditional love.
这是一个好像是他给你的是一种有条件的爱。I
think my father loves me only when I do this.
好像我的父亲爱我只有在我做这些事的时候。I
wonder how many people in this room have fathers like that.
我不知道我们当中有多少父亲是像这样。And
it's worse because the father, his standards seem to go up.
可是更糟的是，这个父亲的好像标准越来越高。So
the thing I'm trying to achieve to please my father keeps going up.
好像我做一些事情来叫他喜悦，就这个标准越来越高。I
achieve what he asked me to, but then he says, oh, but you really could have done this.
好像我已经达到了他的这个标准，可是他却跟我说，你还要再继续往高的标准。
Again, this is conditional love.
所以这也是一种就是有条件的爱。
Now, I'm not saying anything bad about high standards.
我不是在说好像高的标准是不好的。
We're talking about here is that as we grow up, how do we understand love?
我是在说当我们成长的时候,我们怎么样能够了解这个爱?
And for many of us, the problem is our soul, our mind and our heart has been trained to think that love is just like that. It's conditional.
我们的魂,好像我们成长的过程当中,我们的头脑跟我们的心经常跟我们讲说这个爱是有条件的。
And then we think, we end up thinking God's love is like that.
所以我们反而变成认为说神的爱就是如此的。
Of course, when we were saved, before we were saved, we had that problem, right? We said, I'm not acceptable. God can't love me because I don't meet his standard. That's what everyone, many of us said before we're Christians.
我们在得救以前,我们都好像有过一些想法,认为说我就是因为没有达到他的标准,所以他不会爱我。
But this is an ongoing issue, even after we receive the Lord, is that if we still have this lingering sense that God is only happy with me when I achieve something.
可是甚至我们信主以后,我们还是会有一些想法,也许我们要达到一个程度,神才会爱我。
It leads to us thinking, well, he's really never loves me, or can't love me, because I'm not good enough.
所以我们会想到我是不够好,所以他也许就不能爱我。
So may God's, if this is true for you or for me, may his word and fellowship of the saints help us to really let God transform our thinking and our feeling about what love is.
所以如果这个是你或者是我的情况的话,我们真是要求神的,让神的话语跟圣灵能够来教导我们。
So now we're talking about conditional love and in a couple ways.
所以我们现在提到了就是有条件的爱的几方面。So
we explored in this verse various meaning behind Jesus saying abide in my love.
所以我们就稍微看了一下主耶稣说要藏在我的爱里的几方面。But
what if we then say, hey Jesus, I'm still having trouble with this. How do I abide in your love?
可是我们如果还有疑问,我们真主说,我们如何能够藏在你的爱里?
Well, verse 10 is as if Jesus heard that question and answers it.
第十节好像是主耶稣听到我们的疑问,他就回答了。
He says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.
他说,你们若遵守我的命令,就藏在我的爱里。So
now he's telling us, something we can do that would cause us to abide in his love.
他好像跟我们说有一件事我们可以做的,我们就得以藏在他的爱里。
And explaining something new where he says, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
他说如果我们能够遵守他的命令,我们就可以藏在他的爱里。
So somehow by doing what Jesus says, it's going to cause us to abide in his love.
所以如果我们能够做到主耶稣所说的,我们就得以藏在他的爱里。So
we see this in a very active way. When we look at other believers, and sometimes we see it in ourselves, when we obey, then we have more experience of the Lord.
所以我们当我们能够顺服的时候,
For example, we share the gospel, we obey out of obedience, then we find the Lord gives us his presence, we sense his love for someone, we see the Lord working, and we find ourselves in a place of abiding in his love.
所以就像我们传福音的时候,我们就能够经历神的同在,我们经历神如何爱人,我们能够更多的可以认识他的爱。So
if we say, I want to abide in your love, Lord, and the active way is to step out and obey what he commands.
所以我们说我们愿意藏在主的爱里头,所以我们应当积极地踏出,
Now notice this is a condition. He says, if you keep my commandments, you abide in my love.
这好像有就是这个讲到的这个条件,就是你们若遵守我的命令,就藏在我的爱里。
So if we do that, then we'll experience more.
所以如果我们这样做的话,
so we might say, well, Jesus, your commandments are pretty hard to figure out. I don't know which one to follow. I'll study my whole Bible. You said a lot of things. Should I do the Ten Commandments or which ones?
或许有些人会说, 这个好像很复杂。 我不知道你到底要我们遵守哪一个命令, 我们是要遵守十诫呢, 还是别的?
And of course, Jesus said, forget all that. I'm going to make it really simple for you.
主耶稣说, 你根本就不需要担心, 我让你,
we know, he said, it's all summed up in one. He says it in verse 12. This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you.
他在12节里头, 他就说, 你们要 彼此相爱,
so when Jesus says, obey what I command, we can't say, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know your commands. He says, love one another as I love you.
所以当主说你们要遵守我的命令的时候,我们不能够说, oh, 我不知道应该要遵守哪一个命令,因为他已经很清楚地跟我们说了。
And then we still might say, okay, but that's hard.
我们还是会说, 哦, 这个太难了。
Loving others is very hard.
彼此相爱实在太难了。And
yet, in an interesting way, the Lord seems to address that in the very next, in verse 11.
可是很有意思, 主耶稣他也针对这一个疑问, 他在下一节就是提到。
Listen, he says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full.
第11节, 这些事我已经对你们说了, 是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里, 并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Now this applies to all the things he's speaking.
这个是针对他所有说的话。
But one of the ways the Lord comforts us and encourages us to love others is that he gives us his joy when we do it.
主耶稣他安慰我们的一个方法就是他把他的喜乐赐给我们。
And behind it, we see the love of Christ here. He's saying, I want you to experience joy, my joy.
所以基督的爱, 也是要我们能够经历他的喜乐。
So there's a joy waiting for us.
所以有一个喜乐在那边等我们。
We would call this a positive incentive.
我们会说这是一个正面的一个激励。
You know, I'll love others because the Lord is saying, you know, you'll experience my joy.
我们在彼此相爱的时候, 主说你会经历我的爱。
And there's a thing about experiencing it fully, even.
这里也提到就是能够完全的能够经历它。
And then speaking of other positive things that come out of it,
这里还有提到一些就是正面的一些激励。
Right after he says that about love, in verse 14, he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you.
在第14节, 你们若遵行我所吩咐的, 就是我的朋友了。
So he's saying, obey my commands, love others.
所以这里说, 你要遵守我的命令, 你要彼此相爱。
As you do that, you are my friend.
当你这样做的时候呢, 你就成为我的朋友。And
we know this is a very special use of the word friend.
我们知道这是很特别的用这个名朋友的这个词。In
verse 15, he explains, he's talking about the fact that the Lord can trust us and share everything from the Father with us. That it's a friendship about communing.
在第15节,主说, 他是能够把一切他心中的事都能够像朋友一样的, 他能够跟我们分享, 有一个交通。
So the Lord is saying, step forward in faith, and then you'll be in a relationship where he can show us. And the way that happens in practical is as we obey, we will find that scripture comes to life. The Lord can show us things that he couldn't show us before if we weren't obeying.
所以这里说到我们,当我们遵守的时候, 他的话语就, 活泼起来, 他能够帮, 能够让我们可以, 经历他。
And so there's one more thing that, one more hesitation that may come up.
然后还有一件我们会有迟疑的地方。
Some of us might say, well, I can't love others because I cannot do it, and I'm not worthy to do it.
有些人会说我不能够去爱别人，因为我不配这样子做。
But there's another encouragement that Jesus gives us when we really doubt even ourselves.
可是当我们这样怀疑自己的时候，主还有另外一个勉励给我们。
Verse 16, he says, "You did not choose me; I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit."
第十六节，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
So if we're questioning ourselves and saying, "Lord, I can't," it's not me. He reminds us, yeah, it's not you. I chose you. It's my life and my vine that's going to do this. I chose you to bear fruit.
所以当我们觉得我们自己不配的时候，主说的确不是你，是我安排这一个枝子，是在我这个葡萄树里的枝子。
And that your fruit shall remain.
叫你们的果子长存。
And so the Lord encourages us by saying, to abide in my love, obey my commands. My command is to love others.
所以主说，藏在我的爱里，就是遵守他的命令，他的命令就是要我们彼此相爱。
We want to take a few minutes to look at the other key verse we want for today.
我们用最后几分钟，我们提到另外一段的我们愿意看的经文。
And that's in chapter 14. Go back to chapter 14, verse 23.
也就是在14章的23节。
Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。 我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
So we see here that he's promising that the Father will love us in some special way if we obey.
所以他这里应许说，父会爱我们，如果我们遵守他的道。
And it's very personal.
然后这也是非常个人的。He
says, if anyone loves me, Jesus, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him.
因为主耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。We
will come to him and make our home with him.
并且我们要到他那里去。You
see how this echoes what we were just seeing in those other verses.
所以这个好像跟我们刚才提到的经文有一些对应。
That the Lord is going will draw us in so that we can commune with Him.
所以主吸引我们，让我们与他有交通.
But there's a condition here.
可是这里有一个条件.
If anyone loves me,
他说人若爱我,
He will keep my word.
就必遵守我的道.
And then the meaning is, and then my Father will love him.
所以他的意思是，然后我的父也必爱他.
So there's a condition that we, each one of us, need to love Christ and obey Christ.
所以我们这里有个条件，就是我们每一个人都应当爱基督，也遵守他的道。
And we just talked about that. That is to love others.
那我们刚才讲到，这就是去爱别人。
But it's an if condition.
可是这是一个条件，就是如果。
So here's the paradox, or what looks like a contradiction. The Father's love is unconditional.
所以这里好像有一个矛盾的地方，因为神的爱应该是无限的。
But in this sentence, it's if we do this and this, then the Father loves me.
可是他这里提到的是，如果我们做这一个，那我父也必爱他。
So how do we reconcile this?
所以我们如何能够叫这两平衡这两段？
In considering this, an illustration has on my mind and heart about understanding this.
我在思想这个的时候，就有一个例子到我的脑海中。
James did how many illustrations last week in his as he shared, he did three or four illustrations. Well, here's a big one.
上一个主日 James 弟兄他用了一些例子, 那我现在也用一个例子。
Actually, it's three in one.
其实是好像三个在一个当中。
I'm going to paint a picture.
我要画一个图画。
You go to the grocery store and you see a mother and a toddler.
你到了杂货店, 你看到有一个母亲还有她的
And the kid asked for the candy, reaching out for that candy, or maybe even grabbed it and threw it in the cart.
这个婴儿他就想要拿一些 糖果。
And the mother says, no, you can't have that. That's not for you, not for now.
然后母亲就跟他说, 不, 你不能够, 有这些糖果。
And the kid throws a tantrum.
然后那个孩子就发脾气。
Do you have a good Chinese word for tantrum?
气。
Screaming and yelling and not listening to the mom anymore, not quieting down.
他就, 在里面哭或者是呼喊也不听妈妈的话。
It's so bad that the mother has to abandon the car, take the kid out of the store to discipline.
这到一个地步就是妈妈需要把她从店里头带出来,在外头来教训。
That's really all she can do.
这就是她能够做的。
Now think 2 hours later.
然后你思想一下, 过了2个小时,
you get to see in their home.
你到他的家里头去,
there's that same kid.
那个同样的那个孩子,
in his mother's lap.
坐在他的母亲的腿上,
they're reading books together. She's 他们, reading to the kid.
他在跟他读书,
that kid is enjoying his mother's lap and her love.
那个孩子他在享受, 这个他坐在他母亲的怀中,
enjoying the entertainment of the pages and learning things from his mother.
他在享受听的那个故事, 听到他妈妈跟他说的故事。
Now, the obvious thing is, the mother's love is there the whole time.
这个很明显的是,
even in the store.
很明显的是, 妈妈的爱呢, 是一直都存在的, 就算在那个杂货店。
But in the store, she could only express her love in one tiny limited way, which was discipline.
可是呢, 在店里头呢, 她只能够用一个非常小的方面呢, 来, 表达她的那个爱。
All right, second picture.
第二个图画。
The child grows up.
那个孩子长大了。
Now they're in the fifth grade.
他们现在在五年级。
And for some reason, that child's in a rebellious mood.
好像有原因让这个孩子他是在一个反抗的反叛的一个心理。Because
he wants something that his parents won't give him.
他要一些东西他父母不会给他。No,
the father says you can't have that.
他的父亲说不,你不能够有这个。Now
that tantrum in the store may have only lasted 15 minutes.
他在店里头发的脾气也许只有15分钟。But
this kid, this bad mood lasts for about 3 or 4 days.
可是这一个 年轻人,他的生气,
I'm looking at some parents here. I see some smiles. They're like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So it's a. And that leads to that kid. He's mad, and that leads to him disobeying direct things and also even disobeying in hidden ways during those days.
所以他生气的时候呢, 也许就持续的 许多天,不听父母的话。
And during those bad days, that kid is avoiding conversation.
所以在那些最难过的时间, 他就好像跟他父母完全的隔绝了任何的交通。
How was school?
你的学校都好吗?
And not listening.
他也不听他们的话。
Okay, there's a positive side. Because a few days later,
还有一个正面的方面,因为过了几天,
that same kid is talking and even playing happily with his father.
那个同样的孩子,他也许很高兴的,很快乐的跟他的父亲在玩。
Not only that, this kid is talking about his experience, talking about school or whatever.
甚至他还讲到了他的学校的一些经历。
And even at dinner, they're talking, this kid has become lively, the same kid.
甚至在晚饭的时候, 他也很愿意的分享。
Now I just have to do this. The third picture.
我有第三个图画。
Teenagers.
是那些青少年。
It only gets worse.
好像这变得更糟。
That bad mood lasted just a few days for the grade schooler. What happens with teenagers?
那些小学生也许几天的生气。 可是那些青少年呢?
And this time it's a girl. She's not allowed to have a cell phone like everybody else or something like that.
他不能够像别人一样有一个手机。
Now this bad mood may last for months.
也许他这样子的一个生气会持续几个月。
Hopefully not years, but
希望不会几年，可是
it does happen, parents, we know it. Before the Lord.
我们知道有的时有一些家里会这样子。
Sometimes it takes Never mind, we won't go into that. But, but during that period, there's disobeying in obvious and hidden ways. There's evading conversation. There's not listening.
所以在那一整段的反抗或者是叛逆的时间，他都没有跟父母讲话。
But let's be positive. A few months later, that same young woman.
可是过了几个月。那同样的那一个女孩
We don't know how God did it.
我们不知道神如何成就的。
But we see that same young woman easily sharing about her joys and successes, that are things that are happening in school.
我们却看见这一个同样的女孩，她就能够很自由的可以分享她在学校里面的喜乐。
She's even confiding in her mom about things that are difficult.
她甚至也承认在他的母亲的面前承认他的一些困难的事。
And so her parents, her mom can empathize and pray with her.
所以他的母亲呢，都父母呢就能够与他一同的祷告。
She might even listen to their advice, which is not normal for teenagers.
他甚至还会接纳他们的一些意见。这个对青少年其实不常见。
Okay.Those pictures are clear.
所以这些是很清楚的图画。
In each of these examples, the parents' love is the same.
所以在每一个这个图画当中，那个父母的爱是一致的。
The parent loves that child absolutely.
那个父母是绝对的，是一直爱他们的孩子。
But what's the difference?
可是不同呢，是在哪里？
When the child is in one of those rebellious states, that love can't flow.
当那个孩子在一个叛逆或者是背叛的一个时期的时候，那个爱没有办法流通到他那里。
The kid who's throwing a tantrum can't receive that love.
在那个生气发脾气的那个孩子的时候，他不能够接受那个爱。
Or different expressions of that love, which are a blessing to us.
或者是另外一种表达的那个爱是来到他身上。
So we know God the Father loves us absolutely.
所以我们知道父神他是绝对的爱我们。
He's the ultimate parent, and he proved his love with his gift of his son.
他是最终极的那一位父母，他也是证明了他对我们的爱。
So Jesus, when he uses these if statements,
所以当主耶稣用这一个如果的这个说法。
It's as if he's saying, "Where we're in a good place before God."
当我们他是好像说，当我们在主的面前的光景是对的时候。
When we're loving Christ and obeying what Christ asks us to do.
当我们在爱基督，我们也遵守基督的命令的时候。
Then we're in a good place, and the Father's love flows to us.
我们好像就是在一个好的光景里头，然后神父神的爱就能够流通到我们身上。
That's because we can receive it.
那是因为我们能够接受它。
If we're being rebellious and independent branch, not in the vine, we can't receive those blessings of His love.
可是如果我们是悖逆的，我们是与他分隔的，我们是那离开的枝子一样，我们没有办法接受他的爱。
Even though God loves us just as much.
虽然神一样的爱我们。
So God is free to express His love in a variety of ways.
所以神能够很自由的可以表达他对我们的爱。
And those blessings of God's love affect our minds, affect our heart, affect our emotions.
所以神的爱里面的福气，它会影响到我们的全人，我们的感情，我们的思想。
He loves us. He transforms our minds.
所以他爱我们，他转变我们的思想。
And then he goes even farther because he says, not only will the Father love us in this way,
他说不单单是父要这样子爱他,
the Father and I will come and dwell with him.
并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
That we can be in a place with the Lord where we can commune with the Father, commune with the Lord, and they can commune with us.We want to be in that place, don't we?
所以我们真是愿意能够在那个地方，是我们可以与基督交通，我们与父交通，我们愿意在那个地方。
So to summarize on the question of is God's love conditional?
所以我们在结束的时候，我们要思想神的爱是否是有条件的。
The simple answer is that our experience of God's love is conditional on us.
所以简单的回答呢，就是这个是从我们的方面是有一些条件。So
if we're abiding in the vine, if we're not throwing a tantrum, if we're obeying the Lord and loving others, we are in a place where God's love will flow and we will know it in greater measure.
所以我们，如果我们是藏在他的爱里头，我们不是在那边发脾气的话，我们是在一个对的光景里头，神的爱、父的爱就会临到我们身上。So
Jesus is explaining how the experience of the Father's love is conditional on our situation, our obedience.
所以主耶稣就跟我们解释，如何。
And that we then can abide, we abide with him, he abides with us.
所以我们就能够藏在他里面，他也藏在我们里面。So
I hope that you hear that our Lord Jesus was giving very practical steps, that if we're saying, Lord, how do I do that? How do, he answers it.
所以我们主耶稣给了我们一些很实际的方法，当我们说有疑问，我们说我们如何能够爱，如何能够在他里面。
He keeps it simple with one command that covers everything.
他给我们一个命令就已经包含了一切。Let
us love others as he loved us.
我们就爱别人，就像他爱我们一样。He
rewards us with positive response when we do obey.
当我们顺从他的时候， 他真是给我们奖赏。
And brings us into a fellowship that is very sweet.
他也把我们带进非常甜美的交通。
And ultimately, he will bear fruit through us.
然后至终他就会借着我们，通过我们来结果子。
We didn't talk about it, but also part of this relationship is that we have a very direct prayer relationship with the Father.
我们没有提到，可是我们跟父也是有一个祷告的关系。
So, may we, all of us, obey the Lord's commands.
所以愿意我们每一位都能够顺从主，我们能够顺从他的命令。
And learn what it means to abide in him, the vine.
然后我们学习如何能够常住在这个葡萄树里。
What it means to abide in his love.
我们也认识什么叫做常在他的爱里。
Let's have a few prayers as we close our time.
我们结束的时候，我们有一些祷告。